This episode looks at some fun activities that will help your swimmers with streamlining, push and glide, transition and diving. Some say these are just for fun, but rest assured there's a method behind each one. Do tell your swimmers that this will help with their swim, their dive and turns. Some parents who think that swim club swimming is all about ploughing up and down the lane will wonder why they're paying for a fun session. They're not. For streamlining, I love the streamlined bounce. Swimmers love it too. Best of the pool is shallow, but they like the challenge if it is deep. And it doesn't really matter whichever way the pool is configured. Before they get wet, run through the streamlined position. I will start with hands. I have to get the swimmers to place one hand over the other and lock the hands in place with the thumb down one side and the little finger trapped on the other. Then to push the hands above their heads into the streamlined position. Some are great every time, others need to be coaxed into pushing their head and ears between their elbows, others to reach up properly. It's a good idea to pick one of them out to demonstrate this and for others to copy. I'll then join in with the streamlined position and do a little pirouette while explaining that streamlining is for front crawl, for back crawl, for breaststroke and fly, for dives and turns. I impress on them the importance of streamlining and explain by bowing flat as if across the water that to be streamlined you need to be looking down at the bottom of the pool, even letting the water go over the top of your head, like the bow of a submarine. If I can, I will show them a picture or draw one. It rather depends on how well I feel I'm getting my message over. Two exercises which help with streamlining are streamlined bounce and push and glide or dive and glide competition. The streamlined bounce has swimmers adopt the streamlined position while standing in the water. I make sure that they squat down, get their head underwater, then shoot out of the water like a rocket. I then line them up one behind the other on the back line marker and send them up the pool, inviting them to try and tap one of the lane marker flags at the 5 meter mark. If we have a deep end, then the swimmers may do a pencil jump from the block and follow up with the streamlined bounce out of this. The trick is to insist that they do a two-legged bounce, that they duck their head beneath the water every time and keep the arms above the head and hands held in the streamlined position. Otherwise, there's a temptation for them to skip along on one foot and treat it as a race. The streamlined glide or dive and glide competition is, as it suggests, a glide off the side of the pool, holding a tight streamlined position without any kick or arm pull, and they go for as long as they can holding their breath. My challenge is to have them go an extra meter each time they have a go and for them to have 3 shots each at this. I will also keep a record of how far they go, either with an object along the side of the pool or simply jotting it down on a piece of paper or on my mini whiteboard. Where videoing them is available and permitted, this is the best feedback to correct faults. It can take 2, 3 or 4 goes otherwise to have all the swimmers in the lane of 6 or more swimmers getting this right. From the pool side, I hope they will get 6, 7 or 8 metres out. With a dive, I would hope they get 10 metres out, past halfway and beyond. In time and with enough feedback, every time they dive, push off or turn, this streamlined position becomes second nature and how they start their transition into the stroke. The challenge then, particularly on front crawl, though also to a degree on breaststroke and butterfly, is to have them keep the head down throughout their swim. Not easy with lane swimming, where you're used to looking up to see where the swimmer in front is and to spot the end of the pool. Keep it fun, stay positive. Each swimmer is different, and if you can get each of them doing their best, that's good enough for me. Find me on my swim blog, swimcoach.blog, and the LinkedIn Swim Club Teachers and Coaches group. Until next time.